Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, and welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast, presented by Head Tech Health. Head Tech Health bridges gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada. Rely on Head Tech to improve communication and optimize care. Visit headtechhealth.com for more. So I'm Nick Mercer. Welcome to episode 162. I'm with Pam Pruitt, the executive director of the Victoria Brain Injury Society. And we will be talking soon because Victoria is where I had my brain injury 20 years ago, almost exactly today. We're recording this. So actually, August 1st. So today is August. But when we are recording this, August 4th. So it's been 20 years, 3 days. I was deep in my coma by now. But before that, just a reminder everybody to please follow me on social media. So at Concussion Doc, wherever, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever it's called now, Threads, LinkedIn, Nick Mercer, Concussion Doc. Just search Concussion Doc on Google. That would probably increase my visibility there. So then, and on YouTube too. And so now I've been all this blather. I'll get to Pam Pruitt. So Pam, thank you so much for joining me and for being on this podcast. And you can hear about the Victoria Brain Injury Society. And I've actually been looking at the website and also, so I'll have some, but first, I guess, you're the executive director. So the perfect one to tell us what you guys do at Victoria Brain Injury Society and I guess where you are, your website and all that stuff, just so people can get a good grasp. Sure.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having me. We are the Victoria Brain Injury Society, and our website is vbis.ca. So check out our website. What we do, our mission is actually to provide personalized and group support, advocacy, education, and housing assistance to brain injury survivors and their families, and also to promote community awareness about brain injury. We operate in the Capital Region District of Victoria. So we are serving clients from Port Renfrew to the south of the Malahat and in between. So all of the regions of Victoria, all of the municipalities. And we see about 650 clients, new clients each year.
Wow.
It's a busy place. We offer a lot of programs and services. So we have a really robust peer support program. We offer peer support from Monday to Thursday. We have a women's group on Mondays. We do individual case management with clients who are working on goals, whether that be filling out forms like PWD, persons with disability forms, or housing assistance. We do programs called, we have a program called ABI 101 or Acquired Brain Injury 101, which is a 4-week program that runs 2 hours a week, once a week, 2 hours for 4 weeks. That's like a starter program. program for people that want to learn about the brain and what a healthy brain looks like and what a brain after an injury looks like and the differences in between. We do coping strategies, which is a 6-month program, again, once a week, 2 hours a week, where you literally learn coping strategies with your new brain. And we do other programs that are run by either staff or volunteers. We have a really good music therapy program. We do art therapy. We have an equine assisted learning program where we work with horses out on the farm in the Saanich Peninsula. And then we do yoga, mindfulness, and we do a lot of workshops. We do workshops once a month for our clients. So there's always something going on.
You guys have a lot of. I looked at your website, obviously, and I was checking out all the what your services, and you also provide concussion support services, I was actually very interested also in the Shine program, the Shine schools.
Yep.
Students for head injury.
Yeah. Student head injury neuroeducation.
Yeah, so can you just explain that? That's just great.
Yeah, that one's a really good one. So that one started as a research program with the UVic Concussion Lab. We do a lot of work with UVic in the Christie Lab up there. And so they were running a research program just to see the retention of education in students when we went into the classes and talked to grade 12 students.
Were they looking at nurse or that university students or just only grade 12?
They were actually starting with younger kids. And then we went in. Now, what we do is we go to grade 12 classes and we want to branch out. What we'd love to do ideally is go into grade 8 and then go into grade 12 and see what they've learned, what they've retained over that time from having programs. So when we do that with sports teams as well, so that one goes into schools and to local sports teams. We're trying to target now parents of kids that they can learn about concussion.
Yeah. Especially for kids under, obviously with kids are definitely under 18. So it would be good for the, if she was, parents to take them to the hospital and stuff and admit them. So be great for them to know what they're coming up against.
Exactly. And also like what a concussion is. Like a lot of people don't really understand that concussion is a brain injury.
Yeah.
And you can't treat it and just go back to like you wouldn't break your arm and just go back to doing whatever you were normally doing. You have to take care of your broken bones. So brain's the same thing. You have to take care of your brain and you have to let it heal. So a lot of people don't realize that, especially in sports.
They don't. I'm sure that's where a lot of your program, your Shine, and also going to sports teams and talking to them. That's almost exclusively what it's about. But I also want to talk about, did you guys are partnered with the with secondary education, so with Camosun College and with UVic, and also with health facilities such as the Gorge Hospital, which is a rehab clinic hospital in BC, I guess it's in Vancouver and Victoria, but also the Victoria General Hospital. So you're better, you know exactly who you're partnering with. So can you please explain to us who you're partnering with and
Yeah, that's a great question. So we actually do go into the outpatient neuro rehab unit at the Victoria General Hospital. So that's the unit that people with So we do outreach there once a month with our education coordinator, and then we also do peer support in the hospital. So we have a couple of peer support volunteers who are volunteers that have lived experience with brain injury, and they get a little bit of extra training, but they will go into the hospital once a week and meet with the client or with the patients up there and just talk about, you know, it's just an opportunity for people that are in 5N, which is the outpatient neuro rehab, to talk to somebody who's been through what they're going through with a new brain injury and just say, you know, like, this is what VBIS is here for you when you come out. Because a lot of people don't know about VBIS which is what we call ourselves.
I was going to say, VBIS or VBIS.
VBIS.
That sounds better, yeah.
A little easier to say. So that's a really important program. And just making sure when Jordan, our education coordinator, goes and does outreach there once a month, she'll often speak with family members and she'll speak with staff at 5Ns, just so that they're aware that we're available once people get out of neuro rehab. One of the physiotherapists there who is a real champion of ours, she described it perfectly. She said, you come to 5N after you're newly injured and it's like camp, you know, everything, you've got people working with you and you're doing your rehab, and then you get out of camp and where do you go? You have nowhere to go. Yeah. You don't know what to do. So it's really important for people to know that VBIS is there so that we can get you, we can find you the support you need, or we can be part of your community and you can come and fit, come to our organization, come to peer support, have a cup of coffee and be with people who know what you're going through.
I remember actually when I was in Victoria I was there for 8 months, I guess 8.5 months really. But that was I was in the hospital, in Victoria General Hospital for 6 weeks. And going for two, so I can't really say that. When I said I remembered 5N, I just spent a lot of time there. Doesn't mean I remembered it because I was, just kind of a coma. So what do I know? And but I remember Deb, Physio, and Trig, but I don't know if their band is still there. But that was 20 years ago. Obviously, as I just mentioned earlier. But so I know what you were saying, though. It's good for people to know what to expect them and give people some education about what's coming up. But I know when I returned, as I was a student, so I returned to Newfoundland, and I was just, and I had it with the family, because I was, and so it was just great. It was great to be home with my family. So that was important. That was very important for me to be here. But there was so little, 20 years ago especially, there was so little knowledge here and so much little support. Like someone like Jordana coming in, or Jordan. Jordan. Jordana is some of the podcasts, but someone named Jordana. Anyway, but some of the education about spreading the awareness about what a brain injury is and what you can expect. When my parents especially would find that valuable. I was busy worrying about myself then at that time, but they were looking for any information they could find. There was not much there, so I think that's just a great resource to have. And I read on the page on your website that the Neuro Brain Society started in 1983. Now I'm not going to say I don't, you didn't start in 83, but have you noticed the difference in, say, just in general, or how, since you've been involved with the Brain Society, whether or not executive director or not, that you've been noticed a change in the education, the awareness, how it's approached by medical professionals or whoever.
Yeah, so definitely come a long way, but I would say we definitely have a long way to go. Yeah. It's quite shocking to me how many medical professionals I'll come across that don't know about brain injury, don't understand that concussion is a brain injury. It's definitely getting better and we're seeing it a lot more. Like sports is starting to recognize it more. Yeah. National hockey is recognizing it more. The government is starting to recognize that intersection between brain injury, homelessness, addiction, mental health, because it's all tied in together. And so the good part is the government's starting to recognize that brain injury is a chronic condition. Yeah. So that's huge because that helps us with funding. But I think there's a long way to go, but we definitely have come a long way.
I was just going to talk to you about funding, as I mentioned earlier, but before that, you said that because we recently talked, I had the NLBA, the Newfoundland Labrador Brain Association, which I'm on the board of. We had them, they were doing a podcast every week, and we talked to Aaron C., the Royal Newfoundland Conservator here, so about intimate partner violence. So, because I know you have a relationship program in your brain injury awareness program in Europe. So you talk with that. I'm sure that program is focused on solely on IPV. So it's been partner bounce. So could you talk with that program? Do you have a available at Fishwater Phoebus setting right now?
Yeah, so we've started this program. It's a pilot program. The Critch Center in Victoria also has housing for people who have brain injury and are survivors of intimate partner violence. So Jordan has talked to them and also with the Greater Victoria or the Victoria Women's Transition House and created a program to, the goal is to educate frontline workers about brain injury and intimate partner violence and what brain injury might look like and the prevalence of brain injury in survivors of intimate partner violence. So it's trying to get in front of all the frontline workers like police, ambulance, fire, who might be dealing directly with survivors of intimate partner violence and need to recognize what a brain injury might look like so that they can offer further help to those people that have suffered a brain injury through intimate partner violence.
Right. Yeah, I think that's very important. And we recognize that that's an issue that's really not supported. I mean, it's just supported by some people and it's been supported well, but it has been. But I mean, still, there's still a lot of work they've done there. So I think that's a very important aspect. And but return now to funding, which of course, for my local Newfoundland Labrador Brain Injury Association, we're in desperate need of funding. So can you just, yeah, I know you guys have partnerships with the, just Mary mentioned it, the university and the college and the hospitals. So, and but you're still being that, still you're still, I mean, Victoria and Ternier is bigger than Newfoundland and Labrador, our province, all of it. So, you know, so there's obviously there's the resources in terms of population wise, but you have a bigger, very big, a big board and a big volunteer base and lots of really good, really excellent programs, it sounds like. So, talk about your challenges with funding and what you think are the major hurdles for funding.
Yeah, definitely. Funding is number one for sure. I can appreciate when you say that. We have a service agreement with the brain injury program through Island Health, which is our regional health authority. So we have a service contract with them that we provide some services that they're not able to. So they have a brain injury program through Island Health. It's a little bit more restrictive to get into that program than it is to come to our program. We don't require proof of brain injury at VBIS because we want to keep it as low barrier as possible. Okay. So we do, some of our services are funded by Island Health. And then we also receive funding from the Brain Injury Alliance, which is a provincial organization made up of member agencies that are brain organizations in BC. I actually sit on the board of that organization. So we get funding from the Ministry of Mental Health and Addictions, and then we allocate that to member organizations. We have to apply for that. We just received 3-year funding. So that's pretty exciting that we've been running. Yeah, huge, huge for us. And then the majority of the other third funder, top funder, is just grants from other organizations. So I do a lot of grant writing in our office. And then we rely a lot on donations as well from individual donors. But yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's just, I think our problem is mostly the whole chicken before the egg, cart before the horse thing, like the whole whatever terminology you want to use. It's a, you know, you can't, you as a brain injury association, goal is to raise awareness. You can't, and by raising awareness, you raise probably profile of yourself and they'll get funding, but you can't get funding unless you raise profile yourself. So it's like I said, it's a whole carp or horse, chicken with egg, chicken and egg.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you have other partners who are, other donors or corporate sponsors at all, or do you rely on donors from individuals?
Individual donors. We have a big gala every year, so we That's a big part of our funding. And then, like I said, I do a lot of grant writing. I try and hire summer students to do grant writing. We have a fantastic summer student this year who's just doing a great job writing grants, and I would love to keep him, but he got accepted into medical school. If you can believe it, he's choosing that over writing grants at Vivas.
People.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I want to ask you about your, because you mentioned the programs. We'll want to learn about and to hear what you say about your Under if you go to vivas.org.ca, sorry, vivas.ca, so vivas.ca, and you go to how we can help, there's a list of some of your resources here. So I guess I'll go through them. Or do you have one, a favorite one that you want to start with, or should I start? I'll start with concussion and brain injury courses. So do you want to talk?
Sorry, which one?
Concussion and brain injury courses.
Oh, yeah. So that's the ABI 101 course. Okay. That or coping. I'm going to look on my cheat sheet too.
Yeah, no problem.
The coping program is really, we've had such great feedback about it because it's usually a small group under 10 people, and they go through the 6 months together and they kind of start learning from each other too. So somebody will have a trick that, or a life hack that they've learned to work with their brain injury, and they'll share it with the group, and then everybody learns it. And then once you finish coping, you can take coping again, or there's a drop-in program called Carrying On with Coping, and they meet every 2 weeks, and it's just drop-in, so you can come or go. And it's generally a bigger group because once you finish coping, you can take that one. So that's a good community one where you're the people that go to those programs are get really close and
Are they all brain injured? Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So We have a program facilitator who facilitates it, but yeah, all brain injury survivors go to that one.
And even this, so move on next one, this creative arts and movement, is that also only brain injury survivors or?
Yeah. Okay. All, only brain injury survivors.
All under all the courses under how we can help our, for only brain injury
survivors. For brain injury survivors, yes. Okay. So we do have family programs. Like we have a monthly support group that meets, that's family and caregivers.
Family support, I guess.
Yeah, and we also do one-on-one with family members if they are working on, you know, goals or as well. The EAL program, the equine assisted learning with the horses.
Yeah, that's
a pair of people. So it could be a brain injury survivor and another brain injury survivor, or brain injury survivor and their spouse or a caregiver or friend, but it's two people paired with a horse.
And so creative arts movement is I assume dance and fine arts kind of thing, or is it?
That one is music therapy, art therapy, yoga, and mindfulness.
Oh, music, mindfulness, wonder, creative arts movement. Okay, great. Yeah. And individual support. That's also, and this is family support and individual support. They're like four or five on the list. But would they be very similar?
Yeah, so that's the individual support with case managers. So when you're working on a goal, that's when you meet with an individual case manager, or you're needing support for housing support, because we have a housing coordinator as well. We have a housing program where one of our case managers is dedicated to working to help our clients find housing supports. That's the number one issue with our clients right now.
Do you have a place that you do a place in Victoria? Because I know Victoria a bit, not as well as I would have. I think it was brain injury first, or you know, halfway through. But is there an area of Victoria where you find most people are find best to go to, or they use houses?
We don't have a house right now. That's something that we would love to do. But there is the Cridge has a house for brain injury survivors.
Okay.
It's difficult to get into because it's not a big house and the waiting list is really long. But what we'll do is we'll help with applications to BC Housing, or our housing coordinator has relationships with supportive housing in the city, so he can call and say, you know, what's the wait list like? What have you got rooms for right now? And if we have clients who are in urgent need of housing for the night or for a couple of nights, we can provide support to help them get a safe space for the night or two.
Okay, great. That's excellent. I also see the outreach and research. So what do you do for, I know you do for outreach, you got Jordan educating a lot of people, I assume that's, I mean, a lot of part of your outreach, but also what type of research does VBIS do?
What type of research?
Yeah.
Well, right now we have a staff member who is doing her master's program with UVic through the Concussion Lab. And so she's working out of our office. She's doing the Train Your Brain program. So that's working with a video game, and it increases cognitive abilities. And that one was started as a research project with UVic, and now she's taking it to the next level by doing blood markers as part of her research, her master's program. So you come in twice a week, ideally for 5 weeks, and we can show that your cognition improves after coming to the program for 5 weeks. And it's just using a 3D video game where you follow the bouncing balls on the screen. It can be exhausting, but what it does is it uses all five lobes. So it really gets the brain firing, which is a very non-technical or academic way of saying it gets your brain going. Yeah. But we can show through research that it does work. So that's a great one. And we're moving that one online as well so that people can access that program, hopefully from across Canada.
I know the last one was peer support. I'll touch on that but I wanted you to get involved. And I know there's a lot of volunteers are from I'm Sarah Lobb and come from UVic. And you were saying that your master's student, is she working with you or is she volunteering with you?
She works at the university. She right now she's a staff member, but in the fall when her master's program gets going, she will be working out of UVic and in our office.
Okay.
So we're helping support her get her master's.
You're kind of like the lab?
Yeah. Yeah. So she's half in the lab, half with us.
Cool. And so do you find a lot of people come from UVic or wherever else doing their master's or PhD or any sort of even their undergrad research? Do you find that a lot of, or you can listen to college too?
You know, we've been really lucky. We've had, we worked with some students out of Royal Roads University who did a project for us as part of their, I think it was a marketing kind of degree. And so they created an online store for us as a project, which we're working on getting that up and going, but that was really interesting. And then we worked with a group out of UVic of STEM students who created an app for brain injury survivors. It's not quite finished yet. They kept it going, but that's a specific app for brain injury survivors to navigate our website and make it much easier to navigate for people with a brain injury. So it's not, you know, it's big buttons and not a lot of type that they need to work through.
I know the print is large, and I generally don't have much problem with the websites, but yeah, that one is Vibis.ca is very easy to navigate, and I encourage everyone to go in there. So I guess we get to get involved or donate and donations and get involved. So do you want to just talk about your volunteers and how you can be a volunteer and how you can donate?
For sure. So the volunteer program, we've got about 90 volunteers, maybe about 16 after COVID, volunteers that work with us. And so we love to see students. We love to see any volunteers. So it's so great. But we definitely get more volunteers from the university.
Yeah.
And so you start, it's a kind of a bit of a program. So you start in reception, which is a great way to get to know clients and get to know the organization because it's quite busy. And then once you've done that for a month, there's opportunity to split off and do specific volunteer roles. So we have a really great inReach team, and they're the volunteers that do the initial intake appointments with our intake coordinator. So that's the first time that you come to Vibis and you go through, and they'll ask you questions about your brain injury. When did you get it? What are your symptoms? What do you want to get out of Vibis? What are you interested in? And explain some of our programs and get you in that way. So that's inReach volunteers. We have volunteers that will help with the SHINE presentations, so going into the schools to present. And then we have volunteers that help with the Train Your Brain program, which is that video game I was telling you about. So they'll work with the clients one-on-one, getting them going with their appointments and that.
So as you just want to kind of cheat for the volunteers, but if someone were to come into your inReach and say, what do you hope to get out of Vibis? And they say, I don't know, or I have no idea. What would you say to them? What is your standard response to that?
If a client comes in and says,
I don't know, I just wanted to be from here.
Want to be part of it? I would say come to peer support. That's a great introduction to Vibis. Peer supporters are the volunteers that have lived experience and receive additional training. So they facilitate the peer support, which is just drop in, come for a cup of coffee. There's no pressure. You can participate in conversations or not. You can just watch. You can get comfortable. They do board games. They have sometimes quite lively conversations, but that's a great introduction to Vibis. And just a chance to, you know, meet people and be in an environment with people who get it, who understand what you're going through.
That's excellent. It sounds like a lot. I was talking to a Jim Scott in April. He's from New Hampshire, and there's a program there, and I don't want to be a jerk and forget and mess up the name, so I'm not going to say it. But the good program from episode whatever 140 something. 145 probably, or no, geez, no, probably more like 150. No, anyway, Probably 150 tomorrow. Anyway, it doesn't matter. One day, let's say 153 or 54, 154, I'll say. I have no idea. But but their program like that, that's a very much that's just coming and the people live there late, being around people who are share experiences, and it's just great to talk to people who have shared experiences, and there's no pressure. And it feels like this perfect community. That's really important, to feel a perfect community when you're going through them, like brain jib, which, as you were saying, awareness is so low that no one really appreciates what you're going through. So it's nice to have people who are, and even more than nice, it's great, amazing to have people who understand that there is something different about a brain jib than just, you know, feeling up to it today, nothing. So it's,
we often, it's a invisible disability, right?
Yeah.
People can't tell from looking at you that you have a brain injury, and so they have expectations that you'll be able to, I don't know, act like you don't have a brain injury, but sometimes you need people to talk slower, or you need people to use, you know, simpler language, and then people don't understand, like, what do you mean you can't understand me?
Yeah,
it's an invisible disability. So
they need the volume lowered or the light to be less.
Exactly,
something like that. That's just doesn't coordinate, doesn't go with anything they think, because it's all like, your eyes look fine, like, why do you need the light down, or you hear, do you have a deaf or something, do you need the light, just the sound adjuster, or you have trouble, you bust your dog, like, no, it's just I can't take it, or
Exactly. Or what do you mean you're tired? It's only 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Do you not sleep last night? No, I slept like 10 hours, but I just really 8 hours, but I'm just, my brain is not up to it.
But,
So these are just things that I know that I've been hearing a lot of on this podcast. And remember, for my time is more acute, but it's been 20 years for me. So I've been lucky enough to be around and be happy for that amount of time I've moved on from that, because it's always with me. But like, it's just that I recognize that and understand different people that they may have problems with, and it's not who they are, it's just a fact of life that just I guess I'll end with a donation. So if people want to donate to VBIS, Victoria Brain Injury Society, which has been, Pam has actually explained, so please, I encourage everyone to donate to them, and donate to, if you're on the West Coast, if you're on the East Coast, donate to the Land Lover Brain Injury Association. But on the West Coast, so VBIS is, how would you donate to VBIS?
Go to VBIS.ca and then click on the donate button at the very top, or you can give us a call at 250-598-9339, and our wonderful receptionist Anna or our office operations manager Miles would be happy to chat with you and take a donation over the phone.
That's great. And I guess, and so thank you so much, Pam, for being on this podcast. So Pam Brewitt, the executive director of VBIS, Victoria Brain Injury Society. And if you want to please just say the name of the website again, the website once more.
Yep, VBIS.ca.
There you go. So please go there, hit the donate button, and just check out everything, all the programs they offer, and all the services. So if you're so inclined, please, I mean, not if you're so inclined, I just encourage you to please visit NLBIA.ca, which is Newfoundland and Labrador Brain Injury Association. And please, we need support, so please, anything with donations, which anything, but like, well, anything, yes, donations wise, but like, if you're a corporation, if you're a business and want to support, sponsor a organization that needs it, I would encourage you to please sponsor that one. But for this podcast, I encourage also everyone to please support and reach out to the Victoria Brain Injury Society, so VBIS.ca. And thank you so much. Hopefully you'll tune in. I'm not sure when I'll do this again, because I don't really do many summer podcasts, but We'll do one again. I'm not sure when, but I'll be back in September full force. So yeah. So until then, so thank you so much.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.